Intellect cannot bring love and peace. That is not its purpose. Your key to reaching that goal lies in bringing to balance the soul's science or knowing the universal laws and bringing them onto the physical body of Earth to manifest. Many of your present scientists, especially, will be caught in this crunch of realities. But each person must make the soul choice if progress and ascension are to be assured. Then send love and blessings to the technological and scientific communities on this planet, for they need your prayers and support during this time of challenge. Put another way, this is the personality's Armageddon, the questioning intelligence versus the intuitive knowing. And in this apparent war of intellect against heart, peace must be found through using both in a perfect state of balance. But beginning with the intuitive. For it is from reverent awareness and inquiry that humanity grows in the imperishable quality of truth hidden from your view in the third dimensional world. Remember, then, that it is only after you are grounded in true spiritual direction that you can become an effective group member ready to freely serve based upon suggestions from your soul. Only when you have integrated your personality, purified it, and let it become a channel for the soul's expression can you be blessed by any real measure of Christ consciousness. But when the personality of the little human self is finally infused with the soul knowing and commitment, life changes dramatically in the miracle of that accomplishment. From here the events of your life are guided by a greater power than your own decision-making and you transcend the personal, becoming like a healthy cell in Earth's precious body. When groups are formed by those who have willingly joined soul to soul, you will experience the transpersonal love which radiates in a brilliance that would blind you if you could see it. That is why I insist that you meet with others like yourself every week to meditate. You will not only enjoy the company of friends on the same path but have a truer knowing about the potent reception of the group energy. High vibrational energy literally changes your mental and emotional subtle bodies, so there is a direct, immediate gift to yourself. And from this higher vibration even your cells change the structure of life within you. Such is the power of large group connection to universal, unconditional love. Thus you are left with a feeling of oneness that words cannot really express. The truth is that in the bonding of soul energy to soul energy you are taken into that heaven which once was your permanent residence, and which now is only briefly enjoyed. But by this steady commitment of daily and weekly meditation you will grow rapidly under our persistent barrage of love which especially comes to you through 1986. The expression of this deep and indescribable bonding is called fellowship, wherein the broad goals of humanity overshadow the desires of the little will of each person. Thus there comes unity within diversity, and the individual chaos of ego dies to the connected purpose and common vision. Truly the soul contact with self and others fills the body with a quality of light that refines and purifies all levels of consciousness, synthesizing the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of your being. And by your joining in a network of light with others, you glow even brighter as individuals and as a group. Do not be surprised if you actually feel lighter and if others say that you are looking younger, somehow more peaceful, for those who dwell only in the past tend to reinforce it in their actions and cannot bring the gentle rains of change to soften the soil and feed the tiny tendrils of life that seek further delight in growth above the ground. If you ever had someone else try to explain something you said to another person, or if you have been interviewed by somebody for a newspaper article, radio or TV broadcast, you will know the feeling of frustration that occurs when another speaks for you. They may get a part of it right and then totally misunderstand another portion. Or they may misconstrue the entire theme you wish to impart, thereby bringing forth information that is absolutely incorrect. With this background of your own experience, you can imagine a difficult task it is for spiritual teachers, both living and dead, avoid being misled and misunderstood in holy books. The major world religions of the past brought teachers to the world in physical bodies or had prophets come to share their understanding of the teachings for others to grasp. This was necessary since most human beings had no awareness of an inner connection to spirit. In this way the message was directly given, but the time lags between visits were long and those who wrote the teachings down had no way to update them. In the Golden Age, however, We shift from this former pattern so that every soul may speak directly from its personality facet to the soul. Through the process of meditation and contemplation, in times of silence and solitude, direct inner messages and assistance can come forth. That is why I call these chapters the new teachings, for in this material I tell you that humanity can now reach self-mastery through connection with its own soul and the Creator beyond. Once you develop the connection that makes this possible, your prayer and meditation link gives you direct access to the truth of who you are and what your actions should be. And then you will become the creation that was intended from the beginning through your own ability. When this is accomplished, we can guide you all in a more personal and immediate way than you presently enjoy, which is the ultimate meaning of sonship. From your growth you will become that peaceful citizenry capable of expressing God's purpose on the planet and humanity's obligations as her caretakers. Therefore, trust this new process of contact with your soul by contemplation, prayer and meditation, and realize that it is available to all who will take the time to give it the importance it must hold in your daily lives. But I will say more about this later on. For now, please accept that the holy books of all religions need to be understood in a higher state of awareness, which you and you alone can create by your wish to have it so. Why not install your cosmic connection? I say to you that people who limit me to a past understanding of who or what I am are dangerous to themselves, for life is ever evolving in spirit, and growth is the only measure it knows. Even your universe is expanding. And why not? If love blossoms and the new seeds fall into fertile soil, is this not a natural thing? Therefore, put away, 71, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parents so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you were born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists, for those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again, hear what I say. In denying God's origin you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice, because to have a heaven, each must agree and wish to be there. Only on earth is there this broad range of experiences as in a training school of multiple attitudes and negative dispositions. Here you have various educational and military training centers where the person enlists or attends and then learns a certain curriculum leading to advancement and positions of responsibility. I pray you understand that this pattern of choice on earth was given to teach you only love and devotion. However, we will now spiritually separate those who will cooperate in God's higher endeavors from those who won't, for that time of choice is nearly over as the 12th universe moves back to our Creator. Those who cannot join in love and peace will be left to another experience. Heaven is not an idle place. Its many activities require loving and devoted family members to work harmoniously in the organization and maintenance of the parents' handiwork. How could it be otherwise? For is not the light everywhere? Now, children of light, I will describe the 12 universes which our Father, Mother has made, including Earth's position therein. In your local universe there are 12 parts, or solar systems, and Earth's position is in the smallest of the dozen solar systems in your universe. Keep your minds open to times long past in cosmic history in order to grasp that these other created universes preceded yours, and then you will understand the present situation in which Earth finds herself much more easily. My own universe was created first and has one beautiful solar system with only two planets produced by the Creator in an act of intense love and imagination. In my universe there is only the perfect love I described to you while part of my energy was on Earth as Jesus. Those who are privileged to live there find it heaven, indeed. There are additional universes which were experiments following that first one. There is a second universe in which the Creator made all beings of female nature, or the love and nurturing side of God, and the third universe which has only male attributes or the will, power and active aspects of God. Both of these universes are of such a high vibration you could not see them with the human eye, just as most earth dwellers cannot see me and the angelic hosts. In those separate universes, both the males or females could independently reproduce offspring with the breath, even as God ordained it, and needed not a sexual, physical counterpart. This is a spiritual dimension strange to your own body limitations, I realize, but it is nonetheless true. Those who have difficulty with the so-called virgin birth may see it now in a new light. The fourth universe was created following the experience in which the male and female principles were separated from each other. They were recombined in the fourth universe since love and power should be together and not kept apart. This is a soul essence and quality that I speak about, not your dense physical flesh which came eons later after the other universes were completed. Then they were made by the father/mother's breath, even as the first four universes came forth. A series of specialized planets where particular qualities or functions were stressed in both the male and female beings. In the fifth universe was developed the power of mind thought, which is different from intellect. Let me clarify that in God all are of one mind and are whole. When spirit leaves God's mind to experience life in matter worlds, it then has separated minds capable of individual soul experience. Yet this entire universe kept one primary, unified thought, or intention, to love God, paramount, even though the souls were separated. By your standards this was miraculous. In humans, then, you need a love purpose to direct energy into thought or you will misuse it. A thought is energy moving its intention into reality. A thought is alive. God's thought is energy in a single focused creation. It does not analyze or break things down into separate parts as does human intellect. On Earth many of your technologists have great intellects, but not wholesome minds. Mind requires a heart's love for wholeness. Intellect is only 50% of thought. When intellect and intuition or God-knowingness are combined, there is perfect balance. In that fifth universe all inhabitants did so well they were allowed to return to the Creator en masse and it is now an unpopulated area in what you call space. Of all the many creations, only these of the fifth universe were never lured into temptation away from God as an entire group. Although there are isolated examples elsewhere of this great God love in the mind of His created ones, never did an entire universe grasp the love principle and practice it so perfectly. It is there you are to emulate, dear ones, so you can also go home together. But, of course, this took eons to demonstrate, and the Creator had been busy making other universes in the meantime. The sixth universe is a place where the miniaturization of life forms was stressed so the inhabitants are tiny in size, the planets are smaller than most, and the beings love God devotedly as their acts of producing beautiful natural things, such as flowers, prove.